packaged gas slash electric unit gas pack, anatomy and service, a whole unit field guide to the packaged gas slash electric gas pack, gas heat plus electric cooling in one outdoor cabinet, how it's built and powered, the combustion side, the sequence in heat and cool, and the service realities including the curb, condensate, and co. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is, a packaged gas slash electric unit, a gas pack, combines a gas furnace and an electric air conditioner in a single outdoor cabinet. Gas burners and a heat exchanger provide the heat. A normal compressor slash condenser refrigeration circuit provides the cooling. One blower serves both. It's the gas heat cousin of the packaged heat pump. Same all-in-one packaging and single point power, but heat comes from combustion instead of the refrigeration cycle. You'll find them on residential rooftops and ground pads especially, where there's gas, but the layout favors a package unit and all over light commercial as the workhorse rooftop unit. The refrigeration side is the AC you already know. The heating side is a gas furnace you already know. The new part is that they share a cabinet outdoors, draw one power feed, and the combustion has to be vented and managed in a unit sitting in the weather. How it's built. One cabinet, divided into sections. Return slash filter section. Return air enters and passes the filter rack. Commercial racks are big. Check them every visit. Blower section, a squirrel cage blower belt drive on bigger commercial units, direct drive PSC slash ECM on residential and many newer units. Serves both heating and cooling. Indoor evaporator coil, cools and dehumidifies, drains condensate to a pan and out of the cabinet. Gas heat section, burners, manifold and gas valve, a heat exchanger, an inducer, hot surface igniter, flame sensor, limit and rollout switches, and a flue that vents out of the cabinet. This is a full gas furnace built into the box. Compressor S and condenser section. The refrigeration circuit and the outdoor coil slash fan rejecting heat. Same as any condensing unit. Controls. Control board S. Contactors. Transformer. Gas heat safeties. And the low voltage terminal block. Single point power and the curb slash duct interface. One power feed. Ducts connect through the cabinet downflow through a roof curb. Or horizontal on a ground slash through the wall setup. How it's powered. Gassed and ducted. Power, one electrical feed 240 volts single phase residential, often three phase commercial lands at the unit. The single point MCA slash mop on the plate covers the whole unit. Gas, a gas line runs to the unit's gas valve with a sediment trap and shutoff. Manifold pressure is set to the plate about 3.5 WC, NG, about 10 to 11 WC, LP, combustion air and venting. The burners need combustion air and the flue products have to vent out of the cabinet to the weather. The unit is built and listed for this, but the flue slash vent hood has to be clear and intact. Ducts, supply and return tie to the cabinet openings. A rooftop gas pack drops its ducts through the curb. In the field, sequence of operation. Cooling. Thermostat calls Y and G to blower runs to contactor pulls into compressor and condenser fan start to the AC cools and dehumidifies the return air to runs until satisfied. Identical to a split AC, just packaged. Heating. Thermostat calls W to the gas section runs its furnace sequence, inducer energizes, pressure switch proves draft, igniter warms, gas valve opens, burners light, flame proves on the sensor, igniter drops out to after a delay the blower starts and pushes heated air into the supply to unshut down gas closes, inducer post purges, blower runs its off delay. Component level detail is in the gas heat sequence material. Second stage heat W2 adds capacity on two stage units. Normal values and targets. Temperature rise heat must land in the rating plate rise band, commonly about 35 to 65 degrees. Measure return and supply and confirm. Manifold pressure to the plate about 3.5 WC, NG slash about 10 to 11 WC, LP nominal. Flame sense current about 1 to 6 micro ADC healthy. Cooling side. Subcool slash superheat to the application and conditions. Condenser split about 15 to 25 degrees at design on R410A. Airflow, about 350 to 450 CFM per ton cooling. Heat airflow set to hit the rise band. Measure external static pressure. Packaged units are rated against a design ESP and high static dirty filter slash coil. Bad ducts, closed dampers drops capacity. Three phase commercial. All legs present and balanced. Check scroll rotation. Common faults and what they mean. No heat. Same gas furnace stalls as any furnace. Pressure switch not proving hose. Port. Condensate on condensing models. Restricted flue. Igniter. Flame sense. Gas supply. Or a tripped limit slash rollout. Watch the sequence and note where it dies. No cooling, compressor slash contactor slash capacitor failure, dirty condenser, or a charge problem. Diagnose like any condensing unit. Short cycling on the limit in heat. Airflow loss. Dirty filter. Slipping belt drive. Closed registers. Weak blower. Overheats the exchanger and trips the high limit. Fix the airflow. Don't jumper the limit. Cracked heat exchanger. Flame distortion when the blower starts. CO in the supply. Or visible cracking. Condemn and shut down. A package unit's exchanger lives through brutal outdoor thermal cycling. Water slash air leaking at the curb or duct seal. A bad curb gasket or duct connection on a rooftop unit dumps conditioned air and lets weather in. A package-specific failure that mimics low capacity. Condensate must drain off the unit, not pool in the base or hit the roof membrane. Whole unit dead. Single point power. Disconnect. Breaker or the one feeder. One tripped breaker kills both heat and cool. Spillage slash blocked flue. Outdoor flue hoods get blocked by debris, nests, or weather. Verify draft and test CO. Tech tips and gotchas. It's a gas furnace and an AC sharing a box. Diagnose each side with the tools you already have. Heat side. Furnace sequence. Temperature rise. Manifold pressure. Flame sense. Co. Cool side. Superheat slash subcool. Condenser split. Capacitor. Contactor. Check the curb and duct seal on rooftop gas packs. Air slash water leakage. There is a classic package complaint that looks like low capacity. A split system never has this failure point. Single feeder equals single point of total failure. A completely dead unit, no heat, no cool, no lights is usually power. Check the disconnect and the one breaker before opening anything. CO and exchanger checks matter more outdoors. Package unit exchangers cycle through huge outdoor temperature swings, and the flue hood is exposed to weather and critters. Test combustion and inspect the exchanger and flue on every heat season visit. Belt drive units need PM. The residential world skips on commercial gas packs. Belt tension slash condition, sheave alignment, bearings, and CFM setting. A slipping belt quietly kills both heating and cooling capacity. Measure static pressure. It catches airflow problems on a package unit that otherwise masquerade as refrigerant or heat exchanger problems. Safety slash code notes. Combustion air and venting follow the appliance listing and the fuel gas slash mechanical code. The unit is built for outdoor combustion, but the flue slash vent hood must be clear and intact. Never shortcut it. Any spillage, blocked flue, or suspected cracked exchanger. Verify draft and test CO with an analyzer before returning to service. Never jumper limits or rollouts. Single point power. Data plate MCA slash MOCP governs the feeder and overcurrent protection. A disconnecting means within sight is required per NEC section 440. Lockout and discharge capacitors before service. Gas piping, shutoff, and sediment trap per the fuel gas code. Leak check joints you open. Rooftop work is fall hazard work. Follow fall protection. Mind curbs and edges. The curb must support the unit and seal the duct. Condensate drains per code, not onto the roof membrane.